On the show today, we have Municipal Credit Union's Michael Matone talking about their credit union becoming the official credit union of the New York Jets. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Michael Matone from Municipal Credit Union in New York City, the Big Apple. How are you, Michael?
Doing well here in New York City. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing all right. We're like opposite ends of the country, always enjoy this type of stuff. Hey, you guys have some pretty cool news to reveal out there if people haven't read it in the industry trades by now. But I wanted to get a little bit deeper into this. Your guys being the official credit union of the New York Jets, NFL's New York Jets. What's going on? How did this happen?
Well, we're very excited for it, and some people who watch the draft on Friday night, I know there was a misspell, but it is J-E-T-S, Jets. But we're really excited to be the official credit union of the New York Jets. And just the partnership came about with, you know, us and the Jets having some conversations and realizing that their fan base correlates very well to our member base. A lot of their fans are who MCU members are, first responders, police and fire, and educators and healthcare employees, the people who we call the heart of New York City. And there was a great opportunity to be had, and we're taking advantage of it. So, like I said, we're really excited to be their official credit union and do a lot of great things with the Jets.
Very cool. I mean, so what does this mean for your credit union and then your members? I mean, it's do you get like the luxury box suite or something? I was like, wow. Well, I mean, what could be? That sounds really cool, though. You know.
Well, the important part for us and what it means for our credit union and our members is the Jets are an NFL franchise, and anytime you get the opportunity to align your brand with an NFL franchise, you also get an opportunity to promote your brand and promote what you're about. And not only do we get to do that on such a large scale with this partnership, but the Jets really share our mission of giving back to local communities, particularly communities that MCU gives back to. First Responders Night is part of the partnership, so we'll be the presenting sponsor of the First Responders game that the Jets do every year to honor police and fire and EMS professionals and what they do for New York, which is really powerful and very important to us. And then the Jets also recently started an initiative called Tackle Bullying. It's an initiative where the Jets are working to empower youth and educate youth about how they can be good citizens in their school communities and not bully. And they also work with educators.
Very cool.
To make sure that educators are, identifying bullying and stopping it before it can start. So MCU just won an award for our financial education in schools.
Really?
So we're doing a lot of national honorable mention Desjardins Adult Financial Education for 2016.
Wow, I got a 2-for-1 here. All right. Congratulations.
Yeah, right. Well, it was just I'm happy to do that for you, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So anyway, between Tackle Bullying and the First Responders game and all the work that the Jets do in the community that we're able to work with them on and partner with them on, it was just such a great natural fit for us to really take what we do each and every day and just promote it and blast it out on a grand scale, utilizing the platform that is, partnering with an NFL franchise like the Jets. I do want to say for our members, we will be offering discounted tickets.
Yeah, now. All right.
So that's a direct benefit for them as well.
A little bonus there. I mean, so what are your goals for this partnership? Obviously, the recognition, the awareness, all that type of stuff is great. And, being on the field and presenting these accolades, that's fantastic. Well, are there any other goals that you have in mind for this partnership?
Well, obviously, a big goal of ours is to utilize that platform and promote our brand and promote MCU as a viable alternative for many in the New York community to traditional banking institutions.
Right.
And there are so many branding and marketing opportunities that come with this partnership.
Oh, my gosh, I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. Via their website, via our website that we can, promote that we're their official credit union. A lot of in-game signage and branding at MetLife Stadium, which is fantastic. And again, providing or being given these community engagement opportunities to really be out there, put our boots on the ground and stand shoulder to shoulder with the Jets and be able to say that we work together to provide good for New York City. I almost wanted to say home run because we're used to the baseball partnership at MCU Park, gotcha. But it's a touchdown.
I know what you mean.
And I should know that. I'm a football guy. But it's definitely a touchdown in terms of one of our goals, which is to actively promote our brand and increase the amount of visibility that there is for MCU in the marketplace.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this is such a fantastic opportunity. Do you have any other advice for other credit unions who may want to do something, maybe not partnering with an NFL team, maybe there's a minor league baseball team, or maybe there's some sort of something like along the same line. Is there any advice that you can provide credit unions out there who may want to do something like this? Because, it's great recognition. It's fantastic.
I definitely have one piece of advice, and it's very simple, and it seems very basic. But sometimes when an opportunity of this scale comes to you and you have an opportunity to really promote your brand to a large audience, this tends to get overlooked. But a good thing for us, and you know, we really appreciate the Jets for really understanding who we are as a brand. Align your brand with partners that share your mission and share your purpose.
Yeah.
Like I said, the Jets really hold true to working with and giving back to local communities and giving back to the communities that are MCU membership. Each NFL team has a Hall of Famer, a fan Hall of Famer in the National Football League Hall of Fame in Ohio. The Jets fan who's in the Hall of Fame is Fireman Ed.
Oh, yeah. I remember him. Yeah.
A New York City firefighter. So the Jets and MCU, our purpose and our mission are very, very closely intertwined. And my advice to any credit union that's entertaining a partnership of this type would be to make sure that it really fits from a mission perspective, because we're mission driven and we're purpose driven as credit unions. And it's important to, you know, remember that whenever you're finding partners.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And at the same time, you get an ambassador as well. Somebody like the New York Jets saying, hey, you know what? Municipal is a pretty darn good place. You should go check it out type of thing. I mean, that's pretty darn awesome as well.
Definitely. Yeah. We're very happy to call ourselves the official credit union of the New York Jets. And it's affirmation that there are, you know, a team out there like the New York Jets, a brand like the New York Jets goes out and says, hey, you know, MCU is a great institution. And we're really excited for a long-term partnership with them.
Nice. Well done, Michael. Anything else to add to wrap up? I mean, it's great news, great timing with the draft just happening and stuff. So, I mean, guys, I mean, you're set for the fall.
Yeah, and that's actually how it started. The partnership officially started on Thursday, and MCU was the presenting sponsor of the Jets draft this year.
Yeah.
Our motto is strong, trusted, growing. Mm-hmm. And the Jets are obviously growing towards a bigger future. They had a pretty high draft pick, the sixth pick in the draft. And it was just a great opportunity for us to kick off. There's another football.
Bada-boom.
but to really kick off the partnership, I really shouldn't quit my day job, I know. But to kick off the partnership and be the presenting sponsor of the draft. You know, we've been around for 100 years, and we know what it means to grow. And we continue to grow and help our members achieve their financial goals. And the Jets are growing, and they're in the first year of a rebuild where they're going to, you know, get back into the playoffs very soon. So we're really excited for that to be the start of our partnership.
Awesome. No Hail Marys here, man. This is calculated driving down the field. Oh, sorry. Oh, no.
That's right.
Just kidding. Well, Michael, congrats.
Can I get one more in there?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, and we're going to work to make sure that none of our members enter the red zone. All right?
Wow.
We're going to keep them in the black.
Wow.
Right?
Nice.
Is that too far?
No, I actually really like that one.
Okay, there we go.
No punting on that one. I'll take it. It's getting bad here, man. It's getting really bad.
I know.
All right, Michael. Thank you so much for taking time out today. Congrats on all the good news, you guys. Well deserved. And keep up the good work. All right, man?
Thank you very much, Mike, and all the CU broadcast watchers out there. Thank you very much for your time. And, Mike, we really appreciate all you do to get the credit union name out there.
Oh, my pleasure, sir, especially stories like this. My pleasure, man. Well done.
Thanks.